Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 29 regarding Nancy Gonzalez. Nancy Gonzalez is a 41-year-old woman who reports she injured her left hand at work on 2/2/21, appeared she attributes to repetitive motion on the hand. Appeared she describes that she will twist the head off the fowl and then pull the skin off. Appeared one hand was used in each direction. Appeared she then puts her finger in to remove plastic. Appeared the item is then packaged. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation but remains unaware from final diagnosis. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, in paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Gonzalez alleged cleaning squid caused bilateral hand and wrist injuries. Period, treatment records show she was seen at Atlantic Care Urgent Care on 2/2/21. Period. On that occasion, her exam seemed more consistent with tendonitis. Period. She had similar symptoms in the past, but they resolved with no work and rest. Period. Her symptoms persisted despite the use of a wrist splint and non-steroidals. Period. She had been referred to orthopedic surgery for further evaluation. Period. She described that she had similar symptoms last week, but then took a few vacation days, so the pain resolved. Period. The initial assessment in this facility was that of contact dermatitis. Period. In paragraph, she was seen by Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, on 5/6/21. Period. He diagnosed arthralgia of the left wrist, for which he placed her in a splint. Period. She followed up on 5/17/21, when he independently reviewed the MRI done on 4/13/20, appeared it revealed tenosynovitis about the left ECRL and ECRB. Period. He then administered a corticosteroid injection to those regions and kept her on modified duty. Period. At her final visit on 6/7/21. She felt substantially better and only had some intermittent soreness. Appeared she could make a full composite fist. Come had good wrist range of motion and was non-tender about her second dorsal compartment. Period. He cleared her to resume full duty work. Period. Physical exam. In extremities upper, she was mildly tender to palpation, overlying the radial left wrist. Appeared there was a slight bony protuberance on the left greater than right wrist, but no atrophy or effusions. Appeared the rest of that section is normal, hands, wrists, elbows. Palpation of the left medial epicondyle elicited a pressure sensation, but no paresthesia. Appeared this maneuver was entirely negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical is normal. Impressions. Nancy Gonzalez alleges that repetitive motion at her job on 2/2/21 caused injuries to her hands. Period. She currently asserts it involved her left hand, although her claim petition involved both. Period. She relates that she worked 12 hours per day continuously from Monday through Saturday. She has a one-hour lunch break. She did describe the process of her position cleaning squid. Period. she initially was seen at urgent care and was first thought to have contact dermatitis. Bradley then amended their diagnosis to be tendonitis. Paired, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Mattson and his colleagues. Paired, physical therapy and corticosteroid injection was administered. Paired, in the end, her symptoms were much better. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of both upper extremities, including the wrists and fingers, where there was no tenderness, crepitus, or tender, or triggering, or locking. Period. Provocative maneuvers in the hands and fingers were unrevealing. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, and Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. The paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to either hand, period. She does have some underlying degenerative changes which would correlate with her protracted symptoms. Period, however, upon release from care, she did not have any tenderness palpation. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to either hand. Period. She has been able to return to full-time employment with the insured, but now does labeling and prepares for delivery. Her job at the time of injury was general labor that necessitated she clean squid. Period. She began working there in 2015. Period. End.